This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday, everybody. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by my two personal favorites, the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So, Todd, how is it there right now? It's believe it or not, for a period of time here, right now it stopped raining. I know it's going to rain a little bit more, but right now it's not raining here. I'm going to assume you've got rain there.
No, actually, it's been done here for probably about 45 minutes.
Good.
It's the way it looks like it's bowing. It looks like it's going to be a little worse up north. They've broken in twice now in the last half hour on an emergency broadcasting network about flash flood warnings in Lycoming and Sullivan County.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember when Agnes came through in 72, and the difference, this storm's moving. And so this storm's moving. Agnes didn't move. And it wasn't a hurricane. It was a tropical storm. And it just kept spinning, and it kept raining and raining. And the problem wasn't just that it was raining in the valley. It was raining a lot in southern New York, which, of course, was feeding the Susquehanna River. And it's just, yeah. And I remember.
I was going to say, I'm more of a 2011 guy. I was living in town in Selins Grove then. The Isle of Cue was closed for a while. I know Drew and Allie had some major problems down in the Isle of Cue for a while back then. That was pretty bad, too. I think if you go to Knoebels, 2011 and 1972 are fairly close together in their flooding marks on their trees out there. So, I mean,
right. It
was... I like you said, it's moving out now. It's pretty fast. It doesn't seem like it's going to be. I think what's going to be the issue is more flash flooding right now than it is creek flooding. But we'll see how much they get up north and how that affects the river in a couple days as well.
Right. So we'll see about that. But as long as everybody's, first of all, the wind was okay. The wind was not, to me, was. It's like, okay, it's windy, so what? I've actually seen windier days. I don't know what the wind was like there, but I've seen windier days.
It wasn't real bad, at least while I was awake. I don't know what it did overnight, because it started here. I got off of work about maybe 12:30, and I think I went to bed a little before 2, and it had just started. And by the time my wife got up at like 4 or 4:30 for work, it was really pouring.
Most of the heavy rain here was overnight. And so that's, that's where that came up. But other than that, no big deal. It rained. We had wind, but I'm talking, like I said, I've been around windier days, windier nights. There we go. Rob Center sent me over a whole bunch of promos. Why don't we just do these on the air? Why don't you start the recorder now?
All right.
Just kidding. Can you imagine that? I got to listen to all this?
I was going
to
say, that'd be the driest segment ever.
he's only up to UCLA. Let's go. How many takes does this take? What's going on here? During the news, I may do these. I could probably get these done during the news.
I always... I put you in queue and you come through a different speaker, and it always scares me that that's coming out over the air.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. You know, you sit there and go, what's he doing? I usually get them done in one take, though, so. Yeah. It's, it kind of, you know, helps in terms of the timing of everything. U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team won. That's 60 consecutive wins in the Olympics. They'll go for their eighth gold medal Sunday. They beat Australia today, 85-64. Brianna Stewart had 16 points today for Team USA as they won with relative ease, 85-64. 60 consecutive wins for Team USA. Let's see. Brianna Stewart had 16. Young had 14. Asia Wilson at 10. Copper at 11. And SQ at 8. Yeah.
Did you see that weird technical foul she got at the end of the... Copper got at the end of the last game?
I did not.
They got a technical foul because apparently... Who are they playing? Nigeria, I believe.
Okay.
The U.S. team turned it over automatically, running out the clock, and there was like 3 seconds left. And the Nigerian coach told the player to shoot a layup and score. And Copper got a little annoyed and said something to her, and they teed her up for it.
Yeah, for goodness sakes. Okay.
I get it. Because, you're trying to be nice, and then they do... It's just, I get both ends of it because, you know, you're both supposed to keep trying, but, you know, there's 3 seconds left in the game. You lost by 23. What does losing by 21 matter?
Yeah. So, commencement is here tomorrow, by the way. And 23 athletes will get their degrees tomorrow. 4 football players among them. Carter Starace and Aaron Brooks will both get their degrees tomorrow. And Brooks is wrestling for a bronze medal today, this afternoon. I think he goes around 2 o'clock. Something like that. So Brooks will go for a bronze medal today. He gets his degree tomorrow. Carter Starace gets his degree tomorrow. And Ace Baldwin, from the basketball team, he will get his degree tomorrow. So the reason I bring that up is we're in this NIL world. And I think there is a perception that it's all about money. And for some, let's be honest, for some, it is all about money. Let's just be fair about it. But for the vast majority of them, the education part still means a lot. And here's Aaron Brooks wrestling for a bronze medal today, one day before he officially gets his degree from Penn State. Carter Starace, who's going after a 5th national championship, gets his degree tomorrow. Ace Baldwin, he only came here because of the NIL money. Right? He only stayed here because of the NIL money. Okay. But he's getting his degree tomorrow. So I just want to make sure that people knew that right out of the gate among those getting their degrees tomorrow. That's who will get it. And that's one of the reasons why I was talking with Bill Purdy. Bill Purdy's going to be able to come out here tomorrow for practice. Practice got moved back to 1:30. You know why? Got moved back because of commencement. They want the football players, there's 4 of them getting their degrees. They want them to be able to get their degrees tomorrow and then go to practice. So that's why I got pushed back. I think it was supposed to be around 11:30. They pushed it back to 1:30. So that's why they're...
Practice field will probably be a little drier by then, too.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Because I remember in doing the spikes this week, the spikes finished up their homestand last night. Spikes are on the road tonight. They're at West Virginia. They should be able to play the game there. I'll be honest with you. If they had a home game tonight, the way this has played out, I think they could have played tonight here with no issue.
I was going to say, I sat through a thunderstorm there once or twice during PIAA stuff, and it does. I mean, that field drains real well. It wouldn't surprise me if they'd been able to play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about a little shower here around 2:45, like it lasts like 5 minutes, and they've got another one that's coming through here between 4:30 and 5, but that's it. I mean, I think they could have played here because that field drains really well, especially with the new drainage they put in. When they put the new field in, they overhauled everything, and that field drains like a litter box. I mean, it's something. And I don't think they have any problem with that at all. But, yeah, finally got through here. So, good news there. I mean, they saw practice yesterday. The media did. They were able to be there for, what, I don't know, two or three periods or whatever it was. And the, they got, I mean, there's some, I mean, trickles of information coming out about what they saw and so forth. And, yeah. This is really the, starting, let's be safe here, starting Thursday? Starting yesterday because they were off Wednesday. Now you're really getting into, this will be day two of what I think are the meat and potato days of preseason. Between now and next weekend, that will determine, because the opening kickoff is 3 weeks from tomorrow for Penn State. Between now and next weekend will determine who's 1, 2, 3, who's traveling, and who's on the developmental squad.
Are they doing full pad work yet? Did they do that right away?
Started in pads on Saturday.
Okay.
Third practice. Now, there's an acclimation end of it that you're still going through. Now, they're done with that. The acclimation part's done. Yeah, I think there's like a combination of what they refer to as 5 acclimation practices. So that's already in the rearview mirror. So that's why now you're into the full bore, turn it loose. It's been a physical camp to this point. It has been a camp that has showcased some depth, which is what you need. I mean, they were asking me the other day about, this guy, that guy, as you would expect, golf outing like that. People wanted to ask me some questions. I got asked a lot of basketball questions, too. They were asking about beating Ohio State, and I said, geez, I don't know. I just want to get to West Virginia. I said, by the time you get to Ohio State on November 2nd, I said, I can't tell you what the two teams are going to look like, can you? I mean, November 2nd teams look a little bit different than August 31st teams. Guys get beat up, they're hurt, things like that. So I said, you can't tell. I said, I can't do the Ohio State game right now. I said, I know basically how good they are. I said, but I also want to see how they play against Oregon before I start thinking about how they'll play against Penn State. And they're like, oh, yeah. I said, because I think that Oregon game's like 2 weeks ahead of time. I said, Penn State's got a lot between now and then anyway. I said, when I go to practice, what am I looking for? Besides, I'm looking for consistency. That's number one. And I'm talking about high-level consistency. So I'm looking for that among the established players. Among the younger players, I'm looking to see them rise up and then show me a high level of consistency. It shows me they belong. I said, but, for example, on defense, I'm taking a long look to see who the fifth defensive end is. I'm taking a long look to see who the fourth safety is.
I'm taking a long look to see who the fifth linebacker is. I said, I'm taking a long look to see who the sixth and seventh wide receivers are. See, that's what I'm looking for when I'm out there. Now, there was a time when Penn State was down on numbers and they only had 63 scholarship players. And Jack and I used to go out there, and the first thing Jack and I would do when we would go to practice together is we always looked at the third linebacking group. When they were going through the sanctions, we'd look at the first linebacking group and would say, there isn't a single guy that can afford to get an injury. Okay? Well, that's now all changed. The depth of the program is exponentially better. But those are things I'm looking for when I go to practice. I'm looking at that from that point of view because I'm looking big picture here with this stuff. Okay, it's getting ready for West Virginia, but you're going to have to at some point need to survive a week where you don't have a guy, name individual, which then means you have to have that extra person that I'm talking about. So, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but.
Well, I mean, you know who the first two teams are about, you know, basically, yeah. For the most part. You know what you're getting from, you know, unless there's a true freshman starter, you especially know what you're getting from that crew.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the things I'm looking for, and I think a lot of what I'm looking for will be determined over the next 8 to 9 days. All right, and we'll see how it plays out. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Okay, great to have you with us. Dave Giacchini on the show today. We believe it's King Day. You can get another comment about for the King to mull over. So, yeah. And it's always important to have King Day, don't you think?
I was going to say, we can also warn King to look out, because I think the rain's coming his way, too.
Yeah. You know what? It looks like it's more going to be north of him.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Now, it doesn't mean that he'll get rain, but yeah. Let's see. The Eagles play what they play? The Ravens, right? And that's tonight, right?
Yeah. The Steelers are 7, and the Eagles and Ravens 7:30. Are at 7:30.
Yeah. Steelers game's on NFL Network.
The Ravens-Eagles game is on NFL Plus. I'm sure there's a local broadcast, right?
Yeah, Fox 56. Ross Tucker's the color guy.
Right. And Dave Spadaro does sidelines.
I believe so, yes.
And Scott Graham, yeah. Dumb. Yeah.
Rob King's first game for the Steelers.
Well, Rob's filled in for Bill before, but his first game as the full-time play-by-play guy.
I think I don't think the preseason games are, but the regular season games are on here, 10:70 a.m. Steelers games.
There we go. Hey, Chichi Rodriguez passed away at 88. What a showman. Wow.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, that's the direction I went. Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, fabulous vehicles, great selection. Great buying experience, financing experience. They will make it so easy for you. Great pre-owned inventory. They go over every vehicle in the lot. Fine-tooth comb. That eases the buying experience. And a terrific service department that backs it up from routine to difficult. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. I got all of the promos done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, plus times I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 17 of them.
I heard. It was pretty fast, too.
Yeah, just kind of knocked them out. Next.
It's like you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have some experience.
Yeah, I fouled up the Illinois one. I had to redo that one. It was about the only one. I was like, darn, idiot. But there, yeah. Finito. Yeah. So here we are at the end of the Olympics. The suit at home, allegedly wounded. I think he's just there to watch the Olympics, don't you?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, even see, you're even coming around to my way of doing things.
I used to work with a guy that always used to get stomach discomfort on the opening day of Major League Baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I don't feel well today.
Oh, I don't feel well.
Like, I bet you don't. I bet you don't. Yeah, I already sent them to Rob. They're all set. So I'm going to do a few of these this week. The Erie, Harrisburg, you guys, among others. So just send them in. Take care of them. You can leave. Get out of here.
Used to have to do that for Lewisburg. You pop in for 10 minutes before the game starts. That way people think that you did the promo earlier that day, maybe.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly.
Steve pops into KOK early in the morning before games to...
Bang, bang, bang.
Yep.
Get it all done. Yeah, so yeah. Penn Stater magazine wants to pick out my favorite place on campus. Hmm.
recurring feature in the Penn Stater magazine called My Favorite Things. Basic idea is to generate some shared nostalgia by asking notable alums. What makes me notable? To share their favorite things about dear old state using a photo and short. These can be specific places or simple experiences that would be special to you. Well, that's pretty simple. Guess what place I'm going to pick? What do you think I should pick?
I'm guessing one of the press boxes, maybe?
Broadcast booth at Beaver Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be it. Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be good, right?
I think that's a fair bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think that works. We'll do that. Add to some short 50 to 60 word quote. Let's see. What makes the booth special? The security guard that keeps the suit out.
You should just say, what makes the booth special? Me.
Oh, yeah.
Just send it in.
Yeah. Was Roy Firestone. Remember Roy Firestone was on ESPN. He had that great interview show. And he was even in the movie Jerry Maguire at the end, interviewing the Cuba Gooding Jr. character. And Roy Firestone did great impersonations. I don't mean good impersonations. He did great impersonations. And he did one of Keith Jackson. And his Keith Jackson impersonation. College football. What does college football mean to me? Oh, about $5 million a year contractually. What's the best part about the job? Payday. Direct deposit. What does college football mean to me? About $5 million a year contractually. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, so the Eagles play tonight. We will learn very little. I would say we learned very little. But I need to amend that. Because I think that a lot of times that the preseason games, to me, are roster spots. 35 to 53? That's where the movement's going to take place? Maybe if you want to be even stricter about it, roster spots 40 to 53? I think that's where it comes into play. And that's important. Because guess what? Roster spots 35 to 53 are going to have to play.
We didn't really get into this yesterday. Did you see the story about Jalen Hurts and Wink Martindale?
I did not.
So apparently after the two Giants games last year and before the Tampa Bay game, Jalen Hurts called Wink Martindale for advice on what he was seeing and why it was so easy to blitz the Eagles and why the Eagles weren't picking up blitzes.
Oh.
And ESPN wrote a story about it Monday, and they were asking Jalen and Sirianni about it, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday at practice. And I guess he did do it.
This is what happens when, I'm trying to think, there's a coach. Which program is it? It's a college program. Where they hired a top flight defensive guy as an offensive analyst and a top flight offensive guy and hired him as a defensive analyst. Oh, it's one of the college programs that did it. I keep thinking it's Nebraska, but I'm not so sure. Right? And the idea was that they come in, and their job is, hey, look, I've been a defensive coordinator my entire life, the whole deal. I know what I'm looking for in offenses, so I'm here to look at your offense and tell you where the problems are. right? And vice versa. I've been an offensive coordinator my entire career, or a good portion of my career, an offensive coach, and then a coordinator a good portion of my career. And my job's been to pick apart defenses. This is the problem with your defense. My job is now to look at your defense. That's what you hired me to do. I'm going to tell you where the problems are and where the strengths are.
Yeah, but he's calling an opposing defensive coordinator, wondering why his coach can't adjust the blitzes.
Oh, I know, because Martindale had been the Giants' defensive coordinator.
I mean, this is before. I mean, it's technically before he was fired. It was before the Buccaneers playoff game. It wasn't in the off season.
Well, it was the off season for the Giants because they weren't playing.
Well, that's true, but.
That part is interesting.
More stuff comes out about the end of last season. It is so amazing to me that Sirianni kept his job.
Well, look, everybody that listens to the show knows that I have not been exactly enamored with Nick Sirianni. Right?
Yes.
I've said that. I haven't really gone too much beyond that.
Well, that's what we have Matt for.
Oh, I know. But I have my reasons why, where I'll look at him and go, I don't know. He gets all this credit for this. I'm thinking, I don't know what he's getting credit for. I mean, there's a lot of jumping up and down, a lot of cheerleading, things like that. But
he's not doing offense anymore. Somebody said this on a podcast I was listening to. He's not doing offense anymore. He's kind of a CEO. Like, what exactly is he bringing to the table now?
But that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Well, it's something Harbaugh's good at, or John Harbaugh's good at, and some guys are good at. It just doesn't seem to fit Nick's personality.
Well, okay, I'll give you, let's take it down to a college level.
Okay.
On the college level, because of the presence of Danny O'Brien as a grad assistant, when Andy Koltynicki came in, Andy doesn't coach a position. He's the offensive coordinator. That gives him the ability during drills to go anywhere he wants and observe. And Andy's got a big offensive line background. But he can go around and he can observe a couple of drills that he specifically wants to look at firsthand before putting it all together and getting the entire offense together to do something. Sirianni's job is to go all over the place on the field, push people, pat people on the back, make notes. Right? And then when they get into a meeting, they say, okay, you know what? I roamed all over the place. I'm telling you right now, I saw this. Good, good, good. I saw this that needs to be corrected, corrected, corrected. That's his job. To be the overseer of everything and have a handle on every position on the field. So that's his job to do that. And his job to then talk about, okay, we need to be better here. We didn't do this well. We need to redo that drill today. Right? We're in good shape in this part of the team. Let's just make sure that we go over a couple things just to stay sharp and then move on to the next thing. Playing out the practice. I mean, those are all things he has to do, playing out the practice, things like that. And of course, he has to, when it comes down to game planning, every head coach gets the game plan. Like it, like it, like it, like it. Hey, let's discuss this. Why are we doing this? Why aren't we approaching it this way? I mean, he's watching just as much film as everybody, if not more. He's, practice tape, game tape, things like that. He's doing all that. And I think it's better being, Kyle Shanahan's the offensive coordinator. And he's not the only one, by the way. I mean, in the NFL, Matt LaFleur with Green Bay calls all their plays. I think Brian Daboll calls all the plays for the Giants, right?
Yeah, Andy Reid as well.
Yeah, Andy Reid, yeah. Well, yeah, Eric Bieniemy got a lot of credit for play calling, too. So, when he was there, we'll see how Eric does it with the UCLA this year. He'll be in Beaver Stadium on October 5th. But, I think, is Mike McCarthy calling the plays for the Cowboys? I mean, Mike McDaniel calls the Dolphins.
I think that's why Kellen Moore went to San Diego last year, is that they were taking play calling away from him, and Mike McCartney was going to start doing it.
Yeah. And Moore's with the Eagles now?
Yeah. Moore's the Eagles' offensive coordinator now.
Yeah. And Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator? Who's the defensive coordinator?
Vic Fangio. They have two interim coaches on the staff.
Yeah.
If they get off to a bad start.
Yeah. The Fangio's a pro's pro as a coordinator. I think that's an excellent pick. I think they've got a couple of issues in they still have to resolve, especially in the linebacking area.
I'm going to knock on wood when I say this, but they can't be any worse than they were the last 6-8 weeks of the season last year. I don't think there's any way.
Well, look, first of all, the four Georgia kids had to play better.
Yes.
Okay, N'Kobe Dean has to get out there and has to actually play. Jalen Carter started out great, then the world figured out his game, and he never adjusted. Okay. I mean, he didn't. They figured him out. After a great start, he never adjusted. Jordan Davis, everybody knows I've never been enamored with him. When he was at Georgia, when the Eagles picked him, I was never enamored with him. I was like, I never liked his. I felt he was playing at a weight that was too high for him. I felt he was too blockable at this level. Now, Nolan Smith, I thought, played actually pretty well when he had his chance to play. You know, he just was banged up a little bit. And I thought Nolan Smith was not bad at that defensive end spot. The Georgia guys are the guys that have got to come through for them on defense to set the tone for them, because they haven't. And as you know, I never would have drafted Carter. I've said that over and over again. I never would have drafted Carter.
I was going to say, I think this is kind of a prove-it season, obviously, already as a second-year guy, to prove that, you know, he's more the first half of the season than how he played the second half of the season, obviously.
And my reason is very simple on the Carter thing. It's very simple, right? When the accident occurred, he left and went to his apartment. Now, that is a panic lap in judgment, I get that. But, you know, but that's not the, that's no offense. Somebody else can draft him. But to me, that would be something where two people died, he left. Sorry, I can't. That to me is a disqualifier.
It's still amazing to me that we're almost 2 years out from that accident, and they're still getting driving violations in Georgia's program.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
Hey,
no, it's, I know. It is an issue, no doubt about that. Yeah, it's So
I was going to say, one of the receivers just got busted last week, I think.
Yes, he did. In fact, I think, didn't he get thrown off the team?
Yeah, because the blind long snapper from USC, did you see what he said?
No.
That he'd be allowed to drive at Georgia.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a shot.
Yeah, it was a shot.
Boy, that's a shot. Well, we will take a break this half hour, being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The best way to follow the black and gold,
yes,
is with the Pittsburgh Steelers Audio Network.
Touchdown, Steelers!
Rob King brings you the play-by-play along with Craig Wolfley, Max Starks, and Missy Matthews. The only place to hear every game is right here on the Pittsburgh Steelers Audio Network.
Everybody's on their feet here at the stadium.
Your home for Pittsburgh Steelers football is News Radio 1070 WKOK. Visit WKOK.com for the full schedule.
Hey, credit to Shikari Richardson. She ran the anchor leg on the 4x100 today, and she passed two runners in the stretch run, and the U.S. won gold today. They had a shaky handoff on the baton of one of them, and when they finally got to Richardson for the anchor leg, she kicked it into a gear, and they won. The U.S. won it. And a day where the U.S. basketball team won. The women did 85-64. Brianna Stewart at 16. And Shikari Richardson, just an absolutely phenomenal anchor leg, because she takes the baton and the U.S. is not in first. And she comes down the stretch and passes two in the final 10 meters and one. It really was a fabulous finish. Again, she takes the baton. They're in third place. And all of a sudden, here she comes. She flies up on the inside and she got it. Just a tremendous anchor leg for her. Last time I saw that was at the buffet table at the holiday party. I never saw the suit move like that. It looked like the anchor leg in the Olympics. Buffet's out. Wow. Todd and I were ducking for cover.
Oh, I couldn't have been there because that boy's bouncing off of me while I get up to the line first.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, you watch him fly.
He's probably sitting at home going, don't forget, low man wins.
Hey, Dave Cicchini next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.